for that ceremony in the air. You make your preparation to go there.
And we've been in the book of Genesis now since the first of the year. And by now, I think already you know where we're going. We're really not talking about the creation, but we are talking about the creation of the Christian life. Now, if you have a Bible, I hope you do. If not, I can't get it to work on the screen from my iPad. It's not connecting up. That's fine. The devil always, remember this, the devil always gets in electronics.
That's right.
I promise you. And so we're just going to do this old school right here. Genesis chapter number 1. By now, I hope you found it. Are you there?
Yeah.
We're going to look at about verse number 24 on the sixth day. We're going to read all of the days, but we're down to the sixth day. And I want you to look at verse number 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now let me stop and say right here, I love everybody. But that male and female, that's the only way it works.
Right.
Now, if you need a little hit, you need a little lesson on that, you go down to the farm, and the farm will teach you everything you need to know how that works. Two bulls don't have a cow. I'm looking for some amens on that. Two bulls don't have a cow. Hallelujah. And two roosters don't have chickens. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Now, in this particular, before the fall, before sin in the world, everybody was vegetarian. I'm glad that's changed.
Amen.
Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your book, your blessed book that we have, that we can hold in our hand. And God, have a copy of your blessed word. I thank you for it. I ask you to bless here the next few minutes as we try to give that you would have us to do. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. We finally made it to day number six. One more day, hopefully next Sunday. That'll be day number seven. But in the history of this thing, yes, we're talking about the creation, but this thing matches up perfectly with the creation of the Christian life. Give it to you this way, just for maybe this is the first time you jumped in on this series. Day number one has to do with salvation. And God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, darkness on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. That's a picture of salvation when God moved in on day number one, came into you, turned darkness into light. Stay in your seat, don't get excited. But we're talking about salvation, how you're getting to heaven when Jesus Christ moved in, sealed you to the day of redemption. But that's not all God wants to do for you. On day number two, he starts cutting away stuff. He starts dividing light from darkness. He starts cutting this. This don't belong there. This don't look like a Christian. This ought not to be like a Christian. Christians shouldn't talk that way. Christian don't. And he starts doing that. And then on day three, things start producing fruit. And things start springing forth and all of that kind of thing. The fruit trees and all of that. We dealt with all that. And on day number four, the sun, moon, and stars, here they come. And we talked about how that relates to the Christian life. And then on day five, how God has a purpose for everybody in this room. No matter how old, no matter how young, where you come from, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Then on day number six, something happens. Somebody shows up that hasn't been here the whole time. And it's a full-grown man shows up. Now, maybe you thought, the Bible says God formed a man from the dust of the ground, breathed his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God didn't create a baby. He created a full-grown man. And if I was guessing, I would probably say because Adam is a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, our last Adam. He's a perfect picture. So I would say, just by way of guessing, he's a 33-year-old man created in the garden. You say, where'd you get that? Because that's when Jesus died on the cross, 33. So here Adam is, 33 years old. Now let me help some evolutionists that might be watching. Let me help them. Now, this is the country, and we understand things out here in the country that a lot of city folks don't understand. But if you were to walk up to Adam 5 minutes after God had formed him, you would say, Adam, you've been around for 30. How has it been around here for 33 years? And Adam would say, I don't know. I just got here 5 minutes ago. He was created to look like he'd been here longer than what he actually was. Somebody said in the school books, and I'm going to tell you, look, that's what they say. Millions and millions of years ago. How do you know God didn't create it to look like it had been here millions of years ago, and it's only been here 8,000? If you were to walk up to Adam, or if you were to walk up to that tree that God created, 5 minutes, snapped his hand, poof, 5 minutes, and a big old tree, this big around, and the scientists come along, and they cut that tree down, and they say, well, look at all these rings. These rings, that means that this tree has been here for millions and millions of years. And God says, that's why that verse in the Bible says, he confounded the wise and made them look like fools. Because if that tree could talk, he would say, I ain't been here a million years. God created me 5 minutes ago to look like that I had a history that I don't have. Well, hallelujah. Now, that was extra. You don't have to pay for that. That was extra. That wasn't even in the notes. But something happens on day number six. A full-grown man shows up on day number six. He didn't start out as a baby. Now, here. Have you ever got my baby? Where's my baby doll? Oh, no. Lord, y'all pray. Hallelujah. Woo. Lord, have mercy, y'all pray. Anyway, Boy, I'm fixing to get killed over that right there. Y'all pray for me. But on day number one, get this picture right here. On day number one, Jesus Christ. Let me give you a picture like this. Just picture this right here. On day number one, baby Jesus in the manger. Baby Jesus in the manger moved in on day one. He moved in right there. Little baby Jesus. And on day two, baby Jesus starts growing. Day number three, he gets bigger. Now he's a teenager. Day four, young man. Day number five, and in day number six, he's a full grown being living on the inside of me. Paul said this. Paul said, till Christ be formed in you. My little children, till Christ be formed in you. Well, he was talking about all of these saved people, and they were already saved. Now look, baby Jesus, he moved in. He moved in when you got saved on day one. Now, let me help you right here. On a Sunday morning. Now, I don't want to step on nobody's toes. But the reason preachers step on toes is when you step on toes, what you do, you start moving your feet back. And I keep on stepping on them, and finally you'll fall down on your knees. Hallelujah. So we got baby Jesus right here. In the manger, baby Jesus. Now watch. Here's where it gets a little tricky right here. Most people like little baby Jesus, and they want him to stay little baby Jesus. Baby Jesus, I just need you to get me to heaven. I don't need you trying to grow and overtake my whole life. Baby Jesus, stay baby Jesus. Baby Jesus, stay right here. I don't want you growing, because if you grow, then you're going to start telling me how to live. So on day number six, we don't have a baby in us. We have a full-grown Jesus Christ inside of us that takes complete control over everything. Now, right here, if you got baby Jesus. Now, I know if somebody walked around like this, you'd be like, man, that's all you can see. This is baby Jesus. But who's bigger, me or baby Jesus? So the reason most Christians just like this is because they can tell baby Jesus what to do.
That's right. Amen.
Baby Jesus, I don't want you growing, because if you grow, then I ain't going to be able to tell you what to do. I just want day one, I want to go to heaven, that's all. Don't start dividing light from darkness. Don't expect me to produce fruit. Don't, I still want to listen to what I want to listen to. So you drive down the car, and boy, that old comes on. Baby Jesus says, we don't need to listen to that. I said, I won't listen to what I want to. But on day six, it's right reversed. Right reversed on day six. Y'all with me? Day six, this is me. Now which one y'all can see? Beside my shirt's too little. Me's behind. Who y'all see now more of? You see. Now we go down the road and all that comes on, and back here you hear, boy, I like that. Jesus says, hush, we ain't listening to that. Y'all ready? Day one, Christians, turn TV on. Uh-oh, here comes, baby Jesus said, you shouldn't be watching that. Shh, I like his show. I think I got the right message today. Baby Jesus said, you ain't supposed to be watching that, especially for your kids. You know, if your kids can't watch, you don't need to be watching. You just take me to heaven. Let me watch what I want to watch. Oh, we're fixing to have an altar full here in a minute. On day six, a full-grown man shows up. And he overtakes, and this is me, And he goes, and now something comes on, and back here you hear, "Well, I like that show." Shh, hush, we ain't watching that. Turn it. All right, y'all with me? Day one Christians. Sunday morning. Man, I don't feel like going. Well, you need to go. If I don't want to go, I don't want to go. I don't have to go. I can watch it. I can go to bedside assembly and watch it online. How we doing right there, Tommy? How we doing? We doing good? Right. Day one. Jesus says, you need to get up and go. I'll go if I want to. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I've worked all week. How we doing? But on day six, it changes. This fella here, that's me. Oh, I don't feel like going. Shh, we're going anyway. Hush, we ain't doing what you want to do. We're doing what the Lord wants to do. And how many of you have ever done this? Now, you don't throw Jesus around. How many of y'all ever done this? You didn't feel like going. Then you came. How many times have I heard you? I'll be standing back there shaking hands. And they say, "Preacher, boy, I didn't feel like that. I didn't feel like coming. But boy, I sure am glad I came." Why? It's because there's something inside of you that wants to overtake and control your whole life. Now, maybe you thought that I got off the sermon. I ain't off the sermon. Here's the problem. Let me get to this before we close. Sermon's real short. This is day six. It's real easy to preach. It's hard to do and live. Because on day one, baby Jesus, somebody pulls out in front of me on the highway. Baby Jesus says, "You remember, you're a preacher." I'm like, "I don't care. I'm fixing to run them off a road." Can I get a witness right there? But on here, the Lord overtakes. And when somebody runs me off the road, this is me back here going, "Run them off the road." The Lord says, "They may not know the Lord like you do." They may not know the Lord like you do. And they may, when you run them off the road, they may say, "Boy, ain't that the preacher at Christ Church at Millfield?" And you get on the altar, boy, you're like, "Oh, Lord, forgive me." Now, does all of this match up? I had all this on the screen, had it all laid out, and the devil thought, "Look, hey, he ain't getting the victory today. Hallelujah." Day number six. Let me give you these two real quick before we go. Day number six, does this match up? Day number six, you imagine, look at this. Let me just give you this about your Bible. This Bible is a wonderful book. On day six, I'm going to give you this real quick. On day number six, man shows up. Man shows up. Did you realize the sixth book in your Old Testament? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. The first man's name mentioned is the sixth book, the Old Testament. Man shows up. Are you made it? Okay, you didn't like Joshua. Matter of fact, Joshua's got six letters in it. Okay, let's go. You don't like the Old Testament? Let's go to the New Testament. Romans, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. How many letters Romans got in it? Go to the sixth chapter. You don't have to do it, but just check it in when you get home if you got a good Bible. Sixth chapter, sixth verse, and the sixth word is man. That book is inspired by God.
Amen.
That's right. Only God could do that. But you say, what about this sixth man of faith in Hebrews chapter 11? Sixth man of faith, his name was Jacob. Ready? Sixth man of faith. A grown man shows up. When you got saved, you had the Lord move in, and you got two people living in the same house. Jacob. There was a Genesis 32. Jacob wrestles, you remember this story? Wrestles with the angel of the Lord till the break of day. The angel of the Lord, that's actually an Old Testament picture of the Lord. Jacob grabbed the angel of the Lord and wrestled him till the morning time. And it's what he said, I ain't letting you go till you bless me. I ain't letting you go till you bless me. And they wrestled all night long. And in the morning, God changed his name. He said, your name is no longer Jacob. From now on, it's going to be Israel. When's the last time you had a name change? Hallelujah. You say, preacher, on day one, this is easy Christianity over here on day one. I'm saved, going to heaven. The closer you get to day six, why? You get a hold of God and say, God, I ain't letting you go till you bless me. I ain't letting you go till you bless my family. You bless my church. You save my kids. You save my son. You save my daughter. Bless these kids in these schools. Bless our church. Hallelujah. You know how we're going to have revival? You know how to have revival? Get a hold of God and say, God, I ain't letting you go. If I have to pray all night long, if I have to weep all night long, if I have to do whatever I got to do, we got to have you to come and visit with us, or we'll never see revival on this land again. Amen. A lot of people. And I hope you, hopefully that kept your attention, but also it is true. A lot of people like this. But oh, he wants to grow. He wants to be formed in you and overtake you. You think, if, you know, of course I'm about 6'4", something like that, 200 and none of your business. But if you was to take a smaller person, I've done this before and all the kids are over there, but if you would take a smaller person and put in front of me, you would still see me over them. But the bigger person you get to stand in front of me, I'm trying to find a closing spot. You ever notice this? And I'm closing. Sammy's getting ready. You ever notice this? People, you should never have to say, I'm a Christian. Did you know the first Christians in the book of Acts? They didn't call themselves that. Somebody else called them that. They looked like a bunch of, Christian means Christ-like. They said, boy, they look like a bunch of little Christ running around. They act just like him. But if I had a smaller person in front of me, you would still see Brother Jeremy. But if the Lord Jesus Christ grew in me and grew plumb out and stood here in front of me, I could get behind the Lord and you look up here today and say, I don't see Jeremy. I see Christ. That's when it becomes real. Salvation, wonderful. Glad you're saved. Glad you're on your way to heaven. Wonderful. I want more than that. I want Christ to be formed in me and take over and control my whole life. Man, that's tough. Because guess what? Jeremy still likes to do what Jeremy wants to do. Amen. I'll admit it. You may not want to admit it. I'll admit it. For us all, I still like to do what I want to do. That's why the verse says you've been bought with a price. You are not your own. You belong to somebody else now. Christ says, let me full grown move on the inside of you and take over your whole life. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for good listeners. I hope the point got across somehow. I hope people leave this place. If they're not on day one, if they're not saved, I hope they'll get saved. But Lord, if they haven't moved to day two, maybe they're D3. They need to produce fruit. But Lord, help us to all. It'll change our church, God. If we'll all move to day six and say, God, it ain't about me. It's all about you. Lord, I pray that'd be the case. In Jesus' name. Won't you stand to your feet? Who's coming to the altar? Who's coming? Who's coming? Who's coming? I see some just turn around in their seat praying. How about you? Grab a hold of God and say, God, I ain't letting you go until you bless me. I surrender all. Sammy, give me that. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. Sing right here. I surrender. Say it.